Angel Delgadillo has lived over 85 years on Route 66 in Arizona. He remembers the Depression years when people headed west for a new start in California. He also remembers the new interstate that turned his small town into what seemed to him a ghost town. We visit his barbershop from which he saw it all happen on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Angel Delgadillo was born in Seligman, Arizona in 1927. His house sat on Route 66, but back then, few cars passed by. When one did in the evening, the neighborhood kids used the lights from the cars for fun.
We would run up to the side of my dad's building. It was painted chalcomite white, and the lights would shine on that building. So we children standing there, it made shadows, and we would jump up and down. We children invented TV long before it got here.
The traffic began to increase during the Depression years. He remembers the types of cars heading west.
I remember the traffic back in the 30s, the so-called Okies. Here comes another car loaded down with all their worldly possessions.
By the war years, things were changing on the highway through Seligman.
40s, you know it, the war and people on vacation and just more and more and more until and there was a lot of cars. I mean, just a lot of cars.
Traffic continued to grow, so much so that a larger highway was needed. Angel and the residents of Seligman knew the interstate was coming. They never imagined, though, how it would change life here. Angel remembers the specific moment.
The traffic completely abandoned us at about 2 o'clock, September 22nd, 1978.
He opened a barber shop in 1950, a shop he continues to operate. When he saw all of the traffic bypass his town, he decided to do something to draw a few of those cars back on the old highway. It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Seligman, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.